Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 213. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. He uses a device that shocks himself to crush bad habits. Ow! Pat Flynn.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. You can get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. I love how adaptable Indeed is, and it's just your all-in-one hiring platform. You can do everything on there, interviews, messaging. There's nothing else that you need. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/smartpassive. Just go to Indeed.com/smartpassive right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/smartpassive. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, and real quick, our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you haven't tried a sit/stand desk before, this offer from Uplift is the perfect opportunity. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. A desk should fit the user, right? Which is exactly why Uplift Desk has a ton of customization options. They're stable, the materials are solid. I mean, just the choices of material alone are incredible, all the way from laminate to eco to bamboo and even solid wood. The option to stand while working is just healthier, better circulation, better movement, which helps to reduce all kinds of different health risks and repetitive strains. And over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk for their innovative designs, direct to consumer pricing, same day shipping. They can even give you free accessories with every desk. Uplift is a great deal, and they're built to last and include an industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that as well. So go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me today in this episode of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. For those of you who know about where the show comes from, you might know that that comes from Gary Vaynerchuk's show, Ask Gary V. And I did that because we have him on as a guest today. He's back on the show, and I got to have a little bit of time to talk to him about something that I really wanted to know about, and that is Snapchat. Snapchat, for those of you who don't know, is a social media platform that's been around for a while, but it's traditionally been used by teenagers, and now it's sort of the ages of users are getting higher and older and to more of our range now, where we're actually getting a lot of use out of it for business. And so Gary's been very, very gung-ho on promoting and using and saying that other people should be using Snapchat. So I wanted to bring him on the show to talk about Snapchat and other social media platforms too. We also get into a discussion about how do you know which platforms are right for you? And there's so many of them out there. How do you know which ones to start with? How do you manage all of them? All that sort of stuff. So really quick, but also very informative interview. And for those of you who've been following me on Snapchat, thank you so much. I've actually been having a lot of fun with it, but also seeing some great results with some of the interactions I've been having, especially in the sort of private chat area of Snapchat. And also the stories too, those are really fun. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you might want to pick up Snapchat. And if you have Snapchat or get it, you can follow me at PatFlynnSPI. Somebody took Pat Flynn, which is quite unfortunate, but that's what happens when you're kind of late to the game here on these social media platforms. I am on Anchor as well as Pat Flynn, which is great. But on Snapchat, I'm Pat Flynn SPI. So without further ado, let's get into a discussion about Snapchat, social media, and all that other good stuff with Gary Vaynerchuk. Here we go. Gary V, what up, man? Welcome back to SPI. Welcome.
I appreciate it, brother.
Dude, so whenever we get on Skype, you know, you see the last conversations that you've had with people. The last time we chatted was October 19th, 2014. That was the last time you were on the show, or actually last time I interviewed you for the show. And a lot has happened since then. And so this is going to be a quick rapid-fire episode. I'm going to ask you about some stuff that's been happening since then, obviously a lot. Number one thing is Snapchat. A lot of chatter about Snapchat, and you are just promoting it like mad, and you've gotten me to do it. You've gotten my buddy Chris Ducker to do it. Everybody's doing it now. Why should everybody pay attention to Snapchat? That's everybody's been asking me, and I'm like, hey, I'm just going to ask Gary and have him tell us all why we should be on it.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, Pat, I've come to redefine what I do for a living. As a matter of fact, let me just check my website. Yep. If you go to GaryVaynerchuk.com right now, here's what it says. I day trade attention and build businesses. So anyway, I day trade attention. It is my belief, like if I was a stockbroker, that Snapchat is underpriced. Mm. Underpriced attention, right? That it is going to be a massive platform that all people will be on it, like Facebook and Instagram, scale. There's already 125 million monthly active users. It's getting older by the second. And it's not just us marketing peeps, Pat. I don't know if you've been like, one thing I think would be really fun for you is to survey your normal friends that are real estate agents and things of that nature. And if you do it right now, most of them aren't. But if one of them has like a 23-year-old sister, then they are, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And slowly but surely, just like when I was yelling about Facebook in 2007, right? Just like I was yelling about YouTube in 2006 and 5, just like I was yelling about Twitter in 2008, it's going to get bigger than it is now. And the people that move first or earliest absolutely have a land grab. If you're the best, you'll always win. If you're the most interesting content producer on Snapchat in 2020 and you start in 2019, you will be successful. However, look at me on Instagram. I was busy with VaynerMedia. I didn't invest a lot of time building my brand those 3 years during its kind of growth. Mm-hmm. After, even though I was out there and I was successful and I was a personality and I was speaking, I had 44,000 followers on Instagram when I started Ask Gary Vee and getting back out there a year and change ago, around 14, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I've grown it up to 250,000. However, if I had done it 3 years earlier, like I normally do, right, I would be at 1 or 2 million right now on that platform. Look at you with podcasting. There's a lot of people now starting podcasts. When did you jump on it?
2010.
Right. Think about that for a minute. And you know this. You know this exact answer. You today, you're talanted. You're a good-looking dude. You're Thanks, charismatic. Man. You're a very good interviewer, in my opinion. I really think that if you started SPI today, I really do, that it would be successful. I do not think it would be as successful in 5 years as it will be in 5 years because you did land grab. You were one of the 5, 7, 9, 11 business personalities, and you built momentum. Please, everybody, understand that a land grab or being first matters. It matters in real estate. It matters in stock picking. And it matters in platform content production. If I'm right, and I think I'm right, and don't forget, and you know this because I put out some content. I know you pay attention to a lot of shit. I've been talking about Snapchat for a long time. I've said things back in 2013 about Snapchat and my belief of how big it was going to be. However, I got really loud in December and January because the gut feeling I had is it's gone mainstream. About a month before the DJ Khaled stuff started happening, I just started seeing it. I was traveling a lot in November, December. I saw a lot of older people using it on their phone. I started digging a little bit. It just felt it. We did a bunch of stuff with some of our clients like Budweiser during the summer of 15. I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. And, you know, I want to put, you know, I'm excited for myself selfishly that I got associated as being the loudest voice in marketing to get everybody on it, you know, and I think it's going to pay out really good for me because I do believe in the next 24, 36 months, it will be the number one, two or three social network for everybody, kind of 18 to 35, 40. And I think that's going to pay big dividends for my ability to predict and be right. And here's the cool part, and you know this. Nobody's staying on it because I said so. You know, you're intrigued by it, and your friends are intrigued by it, by even though the base is not that big yet, you know, you're like me. You're not a dummy. You're seeing what's happening. You're like, man, I mean, I can probably sell more books right now through my Snapchat than my Twitter. So the attention, people are paying attention. They might be only 390 people. It might only be 690 people, but the attention they're paying is real.
Right. Absolutely. You had mentioned grabbing onto a platform early is beneficial. However, there are so many new platforms coming out. How does one balance where
net,
to go?
Net. You go everywhere. If you're wrong about Anchor and Musical.ly and Vine and Social Cam, but you're right about Snapchat or Instagram, you've won. Period. That's the real answer.
So you'll just find out eventually which one works for you and your audience.
Don't be crippled. Don't say, I'm going to wait and save my Pat, let me ask you something, brother. You know how all these people want to act like they're so smart and they're strategic and I work smart, not hard? You know how many people I know? And we know all these people. I mean, they're the people that listen. They're the people that are contemporaries. They're the people that are bigger than us. They all like say, focus on what you're this or that. And it comes down to people not wanting to work hard enough.
Right.
Like if you're listening right now and you want to win and you want to win more, and look, I've won by all data, right? But I want to win more. Like I hate when companies are like, Gary, that's some good ideas, but we had a big year. We did 16 million. You know what I mean? Like Pat, you've done great. Wouldn't you want to be the number one podcast? Wouldn't you want everybody on earth listening to you?
Absolutely. It would be better for everybody.
Correct. So like that's the punchline. I'm not crippled that if my work right now on Musical.ly and Anchor doesn't lead to anything, because don't forget I'm learning. I learned a lot with Social Cam, which was a failure, right? I liked it. I liked short form video. I thought video was coming. It came in the form of Vine a year later. That helped me. And then it became Instagram, right? So I'm not crippled by that because you're learning. You're getting new fans on that platform. They'll follow you somewhere else. You know how many people met you on a tweet but now listen to your podcast? Exactly. I'm not worried about where people find me. You know, they can discover me on Snapchat. If Snapchat dies tomorrow, I've gotten a ton of new people that have gotten into my ecosystem because of it.
Well, if there are so many other platforms out there and you're suggesting to go on many of them just to see what works for you, I mean,
I'm suggesting, look, many of them I don't agree with that. I want to actually like quantify this for everybody.
Like don't go to Peach, for example.
I've been playing with Peach, but I don't, and I'm playing with, you know, Anchor and I'm playing with Musical.ly because I think it's important to learn. But like, you don't have to, you know, I'm spending, you know, 55 minutes a day on Snapchat. I'm spending 49 seconds on Anchor. I'm spending 2 minutes on Peach. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, but when you're working 18 hours a day, you can do it all. And I mean, I think a lot of people are not using Snapchat or Anchor or Musical.ly or even doing YouTube or Instagram proper because they're not working enough. So, now, let me say one other thing, Pat. I apologize.
No, keep going.
Everybody should do their work-life balance. Like if you're good, if you're happy, if you've achieved what you want or you're in a good place, then you're lucky, man. I'm happy for you. And by the way, I'm in that place, but I'm equally ambitious as I am to content.
Right. I remember you speaking at Freedom Fast Lane. Great presentation, by the way. You had mentioned that you just have a different DNA than others. Yeah. And you don't expect other people to work as many hours as you, for example.
I really don't want, I know we probably have a good crossover of people that know both of us and are listening right now. I really want everybody to know. I really, really do. I'm not telling you have to work 18 hours a day, but I'd be lying if I didn't believe in my heart that a little more extra work can make so many people happier. And so if you're working 7 and you're not pumped, I do want you to work 8 instead of playing Call of Duty. I do want you to work 9 instead of, you know, watching Netflix. I do want you to work 10 instead of, you know, if you're on the bowling team and play Call of Duty and do happy hour and play wiffle ball and take the weekends completely off, like, great, but don't complain about work.
Love that. Okay, so for people who want to get started on Snapchat, we'll talk just for a few more seconds about this. Where do they start? I had trouble getting used to the platform. It's not intuitive at all. Do you have a recommended tutorial? Do you have one that we could link to in the show notes or something?
No. Yeah, I put out some stuff. I put the Snapchat generation out. Yeah, okay. I do have a deep Snapchat point of view. I also think YouTube's incredible for this stuff. Like, I'll even do it while I'm talking to you right now. Like, I'm going to do it right now, but I'm going to type in how to use Snapchat. Like, there is going to be a lot of stuff there. Like, how to use Snapchat. I mean, this is going to be real. Like, it always is. Yeah, I mean, there's real stuff here.
Okay.
180,000, 160,000, and then probably some of it's crap. But again, if you're hungry, you allocate the hour that it looks like a lot of these are you would need to do, and you know you'll get the gist. You'll definitely get the gist.
And then in turn, like I had asked you this question on your live stream the other day, which is great, and congrats on all the success with that.
Did you get some chat followers from it?
I did. I did a lot actually. And for those of you who are listening or watching, pick up Gary's book, Ask Gary V. Where do you want people to go to get this? Is there a special link or just go to Amazon or
I love Amazon. I love Barnes & Nobles. I love local bookstores. I grew up a local merchant. Like, hey, listen, I'm so humbled and flattered if you want to buy a book that I'll take it in any form you want it to. Well, I should say that the audiobook is almost weirdly completely different than the actual book. I went really freestyle. And I don't mean like off the cuff like I did with Thank You Economy and Crush It. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I just answered the questions differently. Like I really like went there. So that's fun. So, and by the way, did you get to read any more of it?
I did. It's great. It's great. I mean, it's
anything stand out for you?
It's all kinds of stuff. It's a lot to absorb, but I think what people can do is pick
it. Right? Like I went there, like it's a thick
book.
Well,
it's 350 pages. Mine is 340. And I was told that I had a thicker book than the normal yeah. business book. So we both kind of lie in there. But I really think it's like a pick and choose kind of thing. Like, do you want people to read all the way through from start to finish? Or do you want people to be like, hey, this is the thing I'm working on. Let's go see what Gary had to say about it.
You know what I'm most pumped about? So the answer is number 2.
Okay.
And you know what I think is cool? I actually think it's a little bit of a reference point for entrepreneurs and operators. Like, I truly think there's a dark horse chance that a guy like you who's successful and good and a winner tweets out or whatever the day and age thing we're doing in 27 months saying, holy crap, I just picked up Ask Gary V. This is like 3 years later, right? And, you know, like I got real value out of work-life balance or EQ over IQ or like to me, you know, I'm 40 now and I've been working every day since I was basically 14, but for real 22, right? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I've been operating for a long time. I've run businesses. And so I'm in a mature state and I'll get better, but I definitely think that for a lot of people, you know, this has Crush It DNA in it. I don't know if you picked up on that.
I did. Crush It was one of my favorite books. I recommend that all the time. It does have that feeling, you know, just you got to believe in this. You got to believe in yourself and what it is that you're doing and go out there and do it, like do the work.
And so there's that part. And then there's jab, jab, jab in there because there's detailed execution answers. And then there's Thank You Economy. It's kind of like, you know, when you have a fourth child and they took all the good stuff from all the older siblings and the dominant kid in the family. I'm thinking of a family I know where this kid is just like this ultimate sports machine. Uh-huh. And it's a combination of the other three kids. It's kind of how I think about this book all the time. I'm like, crap, it's like Billy. Like this book is like just the updated best versions of the last three because it's a complete 360 of my mind, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I was an only child, so I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, word I just said.
No, it's cool. But what I was getting at was I had asked you, like, how do you get more followers on Snapchat? Because that's the only thing that I was struggling with. There's no sort of findability on Snapchat. And you had mentioned, you know, go do cross promotions with other people who have Snapchat followers, which is great.
Did you end up getting more followers than you had before?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Clearly.
Go to all the other business podcasts. You know, John Lee wants followers too, and so does Lewis, and like collabo, and then go in outside of that ecosystem, because I'm sure there's people that listen to all four of the podcasts.
But how does somebody who has no fault, like none of those connections, no network really.
Go to twitter.com/search, type in Snapchat, and engage with every single person talking about Snapchat on Twitter, and don't spam them to follow you on Snapchat. Just have it in your profile and change your picture to the Snap thing. Talk to them about like, hey, Snapchat's pretty cool, right? And literally one by one, don't forget, and people forget about this, Pat, really forget about this. There was no podcasting when I was rolling. That's how I built my brand. Mm-hmm. One by one by one.
Right.
So you're listening right now. You believe that I'm right. Others are right that Snapchat's the next platform that you want to pop on. You think you can produce stories that are creative and interesting, but you have no base. I say that you do guest blogging. Reach out to every blog you can think of that has readers. Email and say you want to talk about Snapchat, an article about Snapchat and your beliefs in it, and then you can link yourself at the end. I think you email all the podcasts in every genre you can and talk about it. But I think most of all, you go to twitter.com/search and you type in stuff. I mean, I'm going to do it right now.
I like that. Super actionable. Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
What's your name on Snapchat for everybody?
Gary VEE.
Gary VEE. Pat Flynn SPI is mine.
I just typed in Snapchat follow.
Uh huh.
Which I think is even maybe a better search, right? And of course, people are like posting follow me on Snapchat. Twitter search is incredible.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Podcasting. Where do you feel podcasting is going, and what should we look out for? You always have a beat on these things. You obviously have a podcast of your own. What should we be looking out for as podcasters?
I think that there's a lot of things. The first thing that really stands out is, you know, and I did this with Wine Library TV because I did 1,000 episodes. How many episodes are you in, Pat?
I'm in over 200.
You know, I think guys like you, for the podcast people that are listening, you have to keep reinventing yourself. You know, you've got a format. How many times have you done multiple guests?
Five or six. You're one of five or six.
Have you ever done three guests?
Three guests on at once?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I would tell you right now, this is going to end up being a very actionable show.
Good.
I'm begging you, because I think it's going to teach your audience, it's going to teach me, and it's going to definitely teach you. I would ask you to book three guests on at once ASAP. Do like a whole thing about it. Be the guy that did it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Try to do kind of like a, you know, morning talk show style. You may not be good at wrangling three people. You may be. But I think that's very important. I think format adjusting is important and pushing yourself. You may hit pay dirt. You know, by the way, this is probably selfish. I might have just given you the model that like takes you to the next place.
I'm going to try it out.
Why not, right?
And
you're big enough now where you can say, where do you sit on Snapchat? And if some people that you know, let's say I replied to that and be like, I'm super pro, you know that,
mm-hmm.
You can ping me. If you know, if somebody else said, oh, it's a piece of crap, it's going nowhere, but they're a big name, you can get them. And all of a sudden you can have a really interesting show, right? Because now we're not all head nodding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had Seth Godin on the other day on my show and we went at it, right? Not agreeing on everything. And people loved it because they learned that there's two ways to win, right?
Yeah,
so, I think I would love to see you do something like that. So I think podcasting is going to explode because every car in America is going to be Bluetooth enabled, more technology driven. And I think you're going to be picking up new audiences. I can, you know, we're always one innovation away. Tomorrow, Tesla says we're doing our own internal radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat, you may get an email tomorrow, Pat. This is what's so cool about building a brand on a medium. You may get an email tomorrow that says, hey, I'm Rick Thompson from Tesla. And we're doing our own radios in our cars. And we'd love for you to be one of the default people on the business station.
I would love that. Especially because I have a Tesla coming in the next few months, actually.
So think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I pitch that to them? I'll be like, hey, Gary told me that you should have your own radio
Let's tell Elon now and say, PSI needs.
Do you have connections with Elon?
No, I don't. I've been to dinner with him, but he's we're not. close. I mean, I'm very close to some of the PayPal original people, but I'm very, very close to a bunch of his very close friends. It's just serendipity.
Right. He's one of my favorites. But anyway, that's awesome. So still talking about the future, I feel like this virtual reality thing is going to be huge. And you've said that yourself, too. And you've even given a date to it. But it's coming, you know, and how could us as content providers, it's not just about video games. It's going to be about education. It's going to be about experiences. It's going to be about classes and training and all this stuff. Like, how can we prepare for this virtual reality thing if we should at all?
I think VR on the consumer level for guys like you and I is pretty far away, believe it or not. I think it's definitely coming and I'm huge but on it, but I think we're looking at 5, 7, 9 years away from really being at it someplace. But look, I mean, your show.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Gary Vaynerchuk. You can check out his new book. It's called Hashtag Ask Gary V, named after his show. Show's awesome. His book's awesome. Check it out. And again, join my book club because I do give away some books sometimes. And his book is one that I've given away for sure. So I might give it away again because I have a number of copies here in my house, which is great because I'm always here to support Gary and everything he does. He's helped me out quite a bit, and I'm here to help him out too. So you can join the book club at smartpassiveincome.com/bookclub. And of course, you can find Ask Gary V on iTunes, of course, if you want to listen to his show. But the book you could find on Amazon. You could download it in all the different formats, hardcover, Audible, Kindle, whatever you please. So again, check out his book, hashtag Ask Gary V. It's awesome. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the show. And I also want to mention that, first of all, if you end up going on Snapchat or if you're on Snapchat already, come follow me, Pat Flynn, S-P-I, P-A-T-F-L-Y-N-N-S-P-I. Come check me out. Come follow me. I snap a lot now. It's kind of fun. And also that, you know, I don't have a sponsor for this episode, but I do have some resource that I want to mention. And that is, for those of you who are just starting your email lists, I would highly recommend ConvertKit. ConvertKit is a tool that I've been using for a number of months now. I've switched over from, actually I switched from AWeber to Infusionsoft to now ConvertKit, and I've loved it so much that I'm actually now on the advisory board for the company, and it is great because unlike those other ones, it allows you to tag and do all these other automations, triggers, action-based email sending and all that stuff in a very, very easy manner. I mean, a lot of these other tools, you can hack your way through it, but with ConvertKit, because it was designed by Nathan Barry, who comes from a design background, he's built it in a way that's very easy and simple to use and also very economical too. So if you want to check it out, just head on over to smartpassiveincome.com/convertkit. That is my affiliate link, smartpassiveincome.com/convertkit. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and all the best. I look forward to serving you next week. And until then, keep crushing it, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say. And again, Gary, thank you so much for your time. And thank you, the listener, for your time as well. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey, have you ever wondered what makes the difference between a 1 and a 5-star review? Well, turn into Behind the Review, a phenomenal podcast from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Yelp's small business expert, Emily Wojcikovic, features a different conversation with a different reviewer or business owner to find out what was really going on, as the title suggests, behind the review. Recently, for example, Emily featured an episode about Aldea Country Eatery, the number 5 spot in the world on Yelp's top 100 places to eat. Emily interviews a wide variety of customers and business owners from a wide variety of industries, tabletop gaming companies, fitness industry, you name it. This is a really fascinating peek into what makes a great customer experience for any business, and you won't want to miss out. So listen to Behind the Review right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.